Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's Clint Sterner. I'm Sean Pendergast. Yeah.
appreciate you filling in, Chief.
Yeah, no sweat, buddy. No sweat. Happy to do it on a day where the Astros are playing in a Game 3 at Yankee Stadium, being alongside you, Clint Sterner, and, of course, alongside former Pro Bowl offensive lineman Wade Smith up here in our live lounge at Sports Radio 610, keeping an eye on things. Alex Bregman is having a hell of an at-bat here against Severino. This is how I know it's a hell of an at-bat. He was up at the plate when we went to break.
Exactly.
We had a break, and he's still up at the plate, and he's getting Severino up into the low 20s as far as number of pitches thrown. The more pitches he throws, the earlier they're into the bullpen, the better the ripple effect for the Houston Astros.
Sean, he's 21 pitches in the first inning with one out right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and if you're just tuning in, Jose Altuve, a solo home run, has the Astros up 1-0 in this game. So we'll keep an eye on things. Michael Brantley is on base right now for Bregman. We'll keep an eye on things in the baseball game. Bregman strikes out. So back to the Texans. Late last week, I know you guys did plenty of radio last week, and Seth and I, of course, doing our show, Landry and Lopez. I know a lot of the talk was, man, if the Texans are able to win this game, what are people going to be saying about Deshaun Watson nationally? I feel like we're saying the same things about Deshaun this week that we were the previous week, which is that the guy's been amazing. The guy's made he's made tweaks to his game just in the last couple weeks that have manifested themselves in him being a lot safer out there. He's no sacks each of the last two. And you know what? Real quick aside, props to not just Deshaun, but the offensive line. As much complaining as we've done about the offensive line over the last two or three years, we have not talked nearly enough about how the fact that Deshaun has been clean in each of these last two games, Wade.
Yeah,
as a former offensive lineman, I feel, sitting next to you right now, I feel like, you know what, we need to give the offensive line some props.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. The very few times that Deshaun Watson has gotten touched in the past couple of weeks, he's always downfield after he's ran a 10-yard run or he's fallen in the end zone for a 1-yard touchdown run. He's not getting touched behind the line of scrimmage. When he's standing back there in the pocket, he's getting rid of the ball quickly, but in conjunction with that, the offensive line is doing a really good job of protecting him, man. And so that's really good to see. And they're giving themselves an advantage in the pass protection game because they're doing such a good job run blocking, and they're running the ball so well. And so everything works together with their protection scheme, and it's keeping Deshaun clean. It's allowing him to be the MVP performer that I think he's going to be this year.
There's not a unit in the league wide that's been drug over the coals more than the offensive line for the Houston Texans.
Whether you're talking about
a defense or a receiving core or a running back group or a court, it doesn't matter. There's not a group of individuals that have been drug over the coals more coast to coast in that offensive line. And we've been saying it. I know I've been saying it to you for a year plus now. And Wade, you and I've had this conversation forever about how the quarterback play and the play calling will affect the play of the offensive line. And so the reason that's important to me is that they've been getting drug over the coals. Sure, the performance has not been good. I get it. But they've been drug over the coals relative to 62 sacks, on pace to have 96 earlier this year. And a lot of that was attributed to number four and the play calling. And you're seeing the result of when those two things get better, the offensive line gets significantly better. Their mistakes get masked instead of magnified, and that's what's happened the last 2 weeks.
And also, they've gotten better players in the building than what they had in the past. In the past, you had a tackle rotation of Julian Davenport, Kendall Lamb, Chantrell Henderson. That was your top
Rankin
three guys.
Rankin
had to play tackle as well. Think about it. Now you have Laremy Tunsil, you have Titus Howard, you have Roger Johnson, and you still have Chantrell Henderson, but he's your fourth guy. And so if he's your fourth guy, the depth that you've created in your high end, you got Bodlinger came out today on Twitter and said Laremy Tunsil is the best left tackle in the NFL, and he's playing like it. That's the thing about it. People think about his penalties every now and again that he might get, but if you just watch him one-on-one pass rush, you watch him in the run game, he's playing dominant football, and so it's translating to what you're seeing out of Deshaun Watson and just the offense as a whole.
It's funny you say that. I mean, because Laremy Tunsil on that one drive alone where the Texans took the lead in that game, that 12-play, 93-yard drive, 8.5 minutes, an iconic drive. If this team goes on to do something this season, I think we're going to look back at the Kansas City game as a big turning point, and we're going to look back at that drive as sort of a signature moment for that team, an 8.5-minute drive to go win a game in a really hostile environment. Laremy Tunsil had 3 penalties on that drive. If that were Julian Davenport, we would be sitting here screaming on the radio because he would have probably also given up a couple sacks and would have gotten a running back head handed to themselves a couple of times during the game. Laremy Tunsil is so good down to down. You can deal with the occasional illegal man downfield, a false start, because the left side of your offensive line is on complete lockdown right now because of number 78.
I mean, Sean, and that, a lot of that was scheme related. I mean, it's an RPO action where the offensive line is running the run play no matter what. They don't even know that Deshaun Watson's pulling it and keeping it and throwing it. That's an interesting concept where Deshaun needs to be coached up. Is multiple times on that particular play when he kept it and kind of rolled, like it's like a little half roll, and he dumped it off to Hop, I think, once, and he dumped it off to Fails several times, maybe even Akins a time or two.
Right.
That was kind of a new wrinkle that was thrown in there. And so schematically, an RPO that's a delayed delivery by the quarterback is risky. And so I would be willing to say that what needs to be corrected there is Deshaun's timing more than Laremy Tunsil's ability to stay at the line of scrimmage or just within that 2 or 3 yard barrier.
Yeah, you're exactly right, man. Those penalties weren't actually on Laremy Tunsil as far as he's taught to get up to the second level and block the linebacker because he thinks it's a run play. Deshaun has to get the ball out quicker so that penalty doesn't get called. And there was one time he hit Will Fuller down the sideline. It was a beautiful play, but it took long to develop because he had to roll out a little bit longer and let Will Fuller get down the field. And that's why the penalty was called. But you take the good with the bad when it comes to that, because that particular play, it paid so many dividends throughout the entire ball game. They destroyed the Kansas City Chiefs based off of three variations of the exact same play. And so, like I said, you'll take those penalties, those 5-yard penalties every now and again because they were completely gashing them.
Wait,
all day long.
For me, the adjustment, bro, is tell Deshaun, like, if he doesn't make a decision in his first 2 steps, to tuck it and run it,
yeah.
Right? Because if he pulls it, he's pulling it because that the defensive end squeezed down on the run play. So the outside run or the outside throw is still there. So it's one of those adjustments that Laremy Tunsil is the last one you want to adjust. You know, hey, Deshaun, either tuck it and run it or get it out quicker. Let these boys up front keep doing what they're doing because they're all in rhythm.
So back to Deshaun Watson here. Deshaun Watson managing to stay clean the last couple weeks has been a big theme. He's been super productive the last couple weeks. And I think the feeling among a lot of us was, man, if he goes into Kansas City, first of all, the Texans go into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs. Deshaun Watson almost by definition is going to have to be a huge part of doing it because of the opponent. It's not an opponent that you're going to go in there and, generally speaking, the way the Texans are constructed, win a game 13-10. Like, it's the Chiefs. So you win this game 31-24. Deshaun was dynamic. He was great throughout. He now finds himself right in the middle of the MVP conversation here in the NFL. It's Caesars. They have odds out right now on MVP of the league. And as of this morning, Russell Wilson is the favorite. I have no problem with that at 2-1. Patrick Mahomes, 2.5-1, is number 2 on the list right now. He's the reigning MVP, so okay. Deshaun Watson's 3rd on the list at 4-1 right now in Caesars to win the MVP of the National Football League. That's where he's put himself.
I think it's fair considering what they've done this year as far as that roller coaster ride of winning and essentially the quarterback play. I mean, it's been bad at times, but no surprise he's jumped to the forefront here. I mean, I think here's the thing for me is Wilson, obviously. What's unique about Wilson, guys, is that he is in complete command of every single play during chaotic situations, and when he's running the football, when he's throwing it, when he's rolling out, remaining a pass threat. The command is what separates him. And then for me, I'm putting Watson above Mahomes simply because we talked about it yesterday. Mahomes is a wilder, riskier style of play. I believe more in what I've seen from Watson. So Watson ain't Wilson yet, but I like him from an MVP standpoint more than I like Mahomes right now.
I'll tell you what, those 4-1 odds, I like those odds. That's good money right there. If you can put some money down on that at Caesars, I think that's a good bet because I think Watson is going to continue to get better as the season goes on, and the numbers he's put up the past couple of weeks have been ridiculous in themselves. And so I think that there's a much better chance of a guy like Russell Wilson falling a little bit down to earth because he still has to play play San Francisco in his division. You're going to have a Ram team that he got to play in his division. So there's going to be opportunities, and he keeps getting guys injured. Disley got hurt the other day, the tight end. And so I think that he doesn't have the same amount of weapons that Watson has. And so I think Watson's going to end up being the MVP of the
NFL. You know
NFL
who has
year.
Two thumbs and has a 30-1 ticket on Deshaun Watson for MVP?
Get the hell out of here.
This guy.
That's why he didn't look. When I said 4-1 odds were good money, he's looking at me like, yeah, right, kid. Yeah, I got it
it's
at
30-1.
Good
compared to Russell Wilson today.
Appreciate you sharing that with us, bud. Appreciate you sharing that about a month ago with us.
Listen, if you want me to share all my bets with you, you would have lost money by now, my friend. I need that thing to hit to make up for
a lot.
I got
a buddy that does that, Sean. How come you didn't tell me about that when I said, well, I lost the last four. You want those two?
All right. The Astros leave the bases loaded in the top of the first. They do get a Jose Altuve solo home run, so they lead the New York Yankees 1-0.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.